Rubber game of the series between the Red Sox and Twins. Irvin Santana comes in 5-0 with a .66 ERA, but Boston would get to him early, 1-0. Andrew Benintendi at the plate in the first inning.
And here's the pitch, a swing and a drive into right in trouble. That is back towards the plaza, and that is way gone. Traveling over the great clips, great seats in right field, Benintendi's fifth home run, and it's 3-0 Boston.
So Irvin's 2-1 pitch. And well, stroke left field, long run. Rosario is not going to catch this. He'll look up, and it's high off the wall. And I believe they're going to rule that a home run. It hit the railing behind the wall out in left center field. So Mookie Betts, solo home run leading off the fifth. That's the third homer. And now gets a sign and a pitch. Changeup hit high in the air, right field. Grossman back on the track underneath the overhang, gone. A two-run homer on a changeup. And Irvin walked off the mound, and as that ball landed in the seats, he knelt down in front of the mound.
Now you see it there, Danny. He's confident to throw that curveball with two strikes.
Yeah, he took a lot off that one there, and just kind of, you can see his body slow down, and Maurer just a little bit late on it, but still right on it.
And the 3-2. Outside corner, strike three called, and Maurer can't believe it. Right in Dan Iasonia's face. Paul Maurer at the top step. A curveball on the outside corner, called strike three, and Maurer's out number two. Twins got those two back in the eighth on a Vargas homer and a Rosario sack fly. The 0-2 pitch, line to right, down the line, in the corner fair. Hits the grass, the track, and finds the wall. One run scores, two run score. Ramirez heading home, and now will stop at third base. Moreland knocks in two, and the Red Sox lead 10-6.
They go on to win at 17-6, scoring 10 runs in the ninth inning. That's a remarkable 28 total runs in the final two games of the series. Hanley Ramirez making a season debut at first base, had a hit and walked four times. Chris Sale joins Pedro Martinez as the only Red Sox to strike out 10 or more batters in six consecutive starts. The Twins blown out by the Red Sox as they give up 10 runs in the ninth inning. Twins manager Paul Molitor spoke after.
Obviously, the first home run, Pedroia, you know, wasn't trying to go up and in there. And then 0-2 on Benintendi, you know, trying to get way in there and leaves it on the inner third. And, you know, we sent Jimenez out there before the two-run homer just to remind him that, you know, hey, this is an opportunity here to make pitches, and if you don't, we'll go after the next guy. Kind of trust your veteran pitcher there, and obviously he didn't want to throw a changeup right through it. Yeah, you know, I mean, Joe had a heck of an at-bat. One of those borderline pitches that looks high from the side, and, you know, he had it on the plate, and, you know, he banged him, so there's not much you can do about that. Put together an inning that wasn't particularly, you know, like we were hitting all around the field, but we got back to even. You know, there was a lot of good things about the game. You know, we made a mistake on the changeup on the two-run homer, put them back in front, and we had a chance there in the eighth inning to get back to even. Came up a little bit short, and then, like you said, it got a little bit ugly at the end. But, you know, series overall, I think there was a lot of good things about it. You know, I think the final run differential is not indicative of the competitiveness of the series. You know, we just have to kind of regroup. Guys will have a good day off tomorrow. We'll be ready to go to Chicago.
Irvin Santana came into the game 5-0 with a .66 ERA, but he struggles in this one. He talked to the media after the game.
It was a tough game. You know, I don't have my command, and I was battled the whole game. But, I mean, they put a good at-bat every time, so nothing else we can do.
Irvin, how disheartening was it to give up the home run to Leo after they came back and tied it for you?
It was tough, you know, because I just trying to put zero on the board, and me and Jimmy was on the same pitch. I'm not at bat, and I changed my mind, and I threw the wrong pitch. But, you know, he hit it good, and that's what happens.
What did you throw?
Change up.
And he wanted?
Slider. So it happens, you know, and it was my fault, you know, and it was part of the game. So I just got it next time.
Strange first inning for you, too. Was it just hard to get on track there, or what happened in the first?
No, a couple pitches up, you know, a couple pitches up, and then after the first inning, regroup, and then just keep the ball down for the most part.
Do you get up to face a difficult opponent like Chris Sale? Does it mean anything to you?
Not at all, because I faced him before when he was with the White Sox, so he's another pitcher, and I'm nothing different.
Seems like a very, very tough lineup to go up against. Not one mistake can be made against the Red Sox.
I know it is. You know, they're very aggressive, and every time when you feel behind the count, and you just make a good swing, and just you see what happened today. You know, every time we have behind the count, and they just make a good swing and hit it out of the park. Nothing else we can do. Next time, just throw more strikes.
Pretty interesting road trip coming up, all in the division. How important is this?
Every game is important, you know. I know we lost this series. It happens. You know what I mean? Just regroup and then just come back Tuesday and try to win the game against the White Sox. Nothing else changed.
Up next, the Twins visit the White Sox on Tuesday. Hector Santiago on the hill.